we were discussing the Russia's injunction of Yishmar Asena Mikol Davar Shena Shalo, of not coveting other people's things. We pointed out that's Los Achmod, Los Asava, and the Aseres Hadibros of Yisro and Veshanan, respectively. We mentioned the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra says many people ask, how can a person not want something delectable, Davar Yafa? How can he not want it? The answer is, he says, it's like the villager, the peasant. He doesn't want the princess. A person doesn't want his mother in certain ways. He says, a person has to understand that Hashem gave people what they need, what he wants them to get. If he didn't give you this woman or this money, he doesn't want you to have it. It's not for you. And you should understand that's not yours. That it's not something that it's not up to you. Hashem runs the world. It's not something that has anything to do with you. Hashem lo ratzel las islo. You can't get it no matter what you do, and therefore you should be botach in Hashem that'll give you what you need. For many years I've been somewhat troubled. I don't really understand this Ibn Ezra. And I guess I would articulate there are kind of three potential problems I have with this Ibn Ezra. First of all, and this is a major theological topic, I don't have time to do anything but a cursory mention of it, it is far from clear that every single thing in the world is always under Hashgacha Pratis of Hashem. Many Rishonim say that certain things are left to Mikra, are left to a person's Tishtadlis, that Hashem runs the world in general, but that some things are up to you. So, not this, unless Ibn Ezra is asserting here that every single thing is under direct Hashgacha of Hashem, then his argument is not as persuasive as it might be. Second, people all over, one way or another, people are Mishtadl. When Yaakov Avinu, as the Kedis Yitzchak says at length, Yaakov Avinu spent all his time doing all kinds of Muhammad and Durr and Fila, a person certainly is supposed to act as though what he does makes a difference. Hashem wants him to be Mishtadal. Maybe Hashem wants to give it to you, but he wants you to work for it. As we discussed earlier tonight, HaTorah La'olam L'tisma Chalanes, the Torah doesn't want you to rely on Nisim. So the Torah, just because something doesn't start out as yours, doesn't mean it's not going to end up as yours. The Torah wants you to do what you have to do and make things yours sometimes and save your life and get what you need. So just because right now something is not in your possession, right now something belongs to somebody else, maybe Hashem wants you to work on it and to eventually get it, and not to cross the line, not to steal or to kill him like Achav did to Navas, but just because something is currently not yours, how does that give you the right to assume that Hashem never wants it to be yours? Third, psychologically, I'm not sure I fully understand the Ben Ezra that a mother is a teva, yes, the person doesn't want certain arayas. Other arayas, the person does. Allah in Hilchos Yichud is, with a mother, there's no Yichud, because the person doesn't want his mother. With an Eishes Ish, there is Yichud. The person knows from a young age, too, that married women are off-limits. Maybe not quite as young as when he knows his mother's off-limits, but is the Ibn Ezra really saying that a person is supposed to understand that no Isser, the Allah recognizes people do have taivas for Isurim? Many halachas are based on that. To say that it's somehow unnatural or impossible to have a taiva for an Isser also seems like something which is not obvious. In any event, that is the Ibn Ezra. So just moving a little further in the same vein, the Ibn Ezra is trying to explain, answer the question. The Torah says, Lo Sachmod, so how can you control what's in your Machshava? The Ibn Ezra is pretty clear that he understood that Lo Sachmod is alav, even Machshava, even if you don't do anything, you don't take any action, the Chemda itself, lusting after something itself, is a lav. Mentioned yesterday, the Rambam Shita seems to be that Lo Sachmod itself is only if you do take action. But anyway, he also agrees there is a lav in Machshava. That's the lav of Lo Sisava. Great deal of discussion. Rishonim and Achronim had to understand the difference in the two lavin. Psukim are a little different, but the Rambam says Lo Sachmod is only if it leads to a Maisa of actually taking his thing, even if you take it by paying for it. That's Lo Sachmod. But Lo Sisava, he agrees to the Ben Ezra, Lo Sachmod is even Belev, even Machshava. And we therefore would have the same questions on the Rambam. The Rambam would have to deal with the same question as the Ben Ezra. How can the Torah tell you not to have feelings, not to have thoughts? Are they really in your control? Mention the Chinuch. Yes, they're in your control. There is, though, a very interesting machlokus. The Chemed brings a handful of achronim on each side. When the Torah says lo sasava, which means even machshava, so does that mean a simple machshava, I really want that? Or does that mean a machshava that, let me think, let me plan how I can get it, how I can somehow manipulate and push and pull and get it? He brings, the Stechemet brings some achronim say, even though you don't need a maisa to be over lo sasava, but you do need more than just raw wanting. You need some kind of intention, some kind of plan to go take it and go get it, and to cross a line perhaps in getting it by pushing, by twisting the guy's arm to give it to you. That's lo sasava. And these achronim say very strongly, it doesn't make sense. It's muktzim in a das, they say, to say the Torah would aser a simple feeling without any plan, without any planning. The Ben Ezra seems to fail. The Torah does prohibit even simple failings. He tells you why even the failing is stress. But these Acharonim seem to have understood that that doesn't make sense. The Torah is not going to answer simply wanting something. The Torah, they say, they're answering the Ben Ezra's question, I guess, a little differently. They're saying what the Torah prohibits is the planning, the thinking and wanting, but wanting that leads to thinking and plotting and trying to actually get it, not actually wanting it. There are other Acharonim, though, that Sechemin says, who say, no, even mere wanting, even if you lust after something and then you cross a line in the intensity of that lusting, we'll discuss a little bit further tomorrow what how to define that line, but even if you simply want it without planning to get it, even that violates the law of losasava.